This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
I can remember the most trouble I ever got into, probably in my life, from my parents was when I snuck out of the house once. I was having a sleepover with some buddies, and we decided to go ride our BMX bikes to meet some girls. And my parents figured it out, and I was grounded for like a month. Like, not even allowed to have snacks between meals.
So what rule did you break? Did you sneak out?
I snuck out in the middle of the night.
I thought it was a party. Okay.
No. Yeah. We were supposed to be asleep, and we left.
and they found, you know,
you put the pillow under the under the blanket to make it look like you're still there.
100%.
Didn't fool them. And we didn't even leave the country, but I still got in major trouble. How about this kid, Jim? Tell everyone the story here.
It's mind-boggling to try to understand how this happened. A 9-year-old boy from Brazil ran away from home, and he got 2,500 kilometers away because he snuck onto a plane unnoticed and flew 2,500 kilometers. He also, before he left his home, Googled, quote, how to get on a plane unnoticed. From the mom's perspective, in the morning, it was 5:30 a.m. She checked on him. He was in bed. She goes to check on him 2 hours later. He's no longer in bed.
He's gone nine.
Frantically trying to figure out where he is, and that's where they found the Google search history, how to get on a plane unnoticed. The contact authorities, somehow they figure out, they find the kid, and he flew from Manaus Airport in Brazil to Sao Paulo International Airport without a plane ticket, without a passport or any travel documents or luggage. So at this point, the staff are trying to figure out how this happened. They must be reviewing video, but the police are investigating. Nobody's able to exactly explain how this boy did it, The boy is in great mood. Like the media took a picture of him. He's giving the thumbs up. He's awfully proud of himself.
He's having a great time. I just Googled how to get on a plane unnoticed. Well, this kid has ruined it for everybody because now all that's coming up is the story about him getting on the plane and flying 2,500 kilometers without his family.
Try DuckDuckGo. See if you get a different result.
Did anyone say how he did it? Or?
It just says police are investigating. So I don't know. I mean, if you just... you would never assume a 9-year-old boy was sneaking on a plane solo. So I could understand maybe it happening. But is this kid a genius or lucky? Or like, I feel like he might grow up to be a genius or the next Tinder swindler. I don't know which way this is going to go.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Funny, the stuff that goes viral online. There's a TikTok video that has gone viral. It's from Spain. Somebody posted a vid from the Airbnb that they were at because the owner of the Airbnb installed a coin-operated air conditioning unit. So if you're getting overheated in this apartment, you got to pull out a roll of quarters and feed the meter, so to speak.
Yeah, there should at least be a credit card tap on that thing these days.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Who even has change?
Yeah, especially if there's a vibrating bed in the same Airbnb. If you have to choose one, you know you're going with the vibrating bed.
I wonder how long a quarter would get you on the AC unit. Like 5 minutes?
They don't say. I'd like to know, too, because as a dad, this seems like the greatest invention ever. Where can I get a Spanish coin-operated AC unit? Heck! Can I hook the same coin acceptor up to the furnace?
Probably.
If the kids or the wife want to play with the thermostat, it's going to cost them. it'd be amazing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Coin-operated AC units. If I can become the Canadian distributor of those...
You could just modify existing ones, Taz. This sounds like a good business venture.
Another free $1 million idea, courtesy of Taz and Jim.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
It's a big day for a number of reasons here. Finally, a court has ruled that calling men bald is sexual harassment.
What? Is the... Hold on. So from now on or retroactively? Now,
You're getting a little nervous now, aren't you?
Hold on.
Because I have a lot of tape of you making fun of my bald head, Jim.
This is what I'm worried about. It was all in good fun.
So this was in the UK. A panel of judges said that using the word bald to describe someone is a form of discrimination.
Give me a break.
And they connected talking about a man's baldness to talking about the size of a woman's breasts, which is unacceptable. It's sexual.
No.
Since hair loss is more common among men than women.
That's not why it's sexual. Breasts are sexualized, so when you comment on them, you're bringing sex in the conversation. Who is sexualizing scalps?
I'm sure there's people out there.
You just haven't met any yet. Maybe
no,
your wife's
it's
one. I don't know.
Because men suffer from hair loss more than women do. So, hey, don't get mad at me. It's the court
nonsense.
In the UK that has decided calling men bald is sexual harassment.
I can no longer say the word bald around you?
That's the last time you use the B word in my presence.
The B word? No, there already is a B word.
I can use that anytime I want.
You're safe. Wait a second.
I'm safe.
Because you are bald. But what if I...
Don't make me go to the human resource department, Jim.
But wait, because I may be... lose my hair someday, so isn't that...
Well, I'll let you know when you're all clear to use
it. I have to get the pass.
I will tell you when the hairline... Want me to draw a little pen mark where your hairline needs to get
measure,
before
yeah.
you can use the B word?
So I can't even bring it up? I can't even allude to it? Like, I can't even acknowledge what's going on with your head?
You may call me follically challenged.
That's not better.
Or
that's worse.
Shampoo resistant. But I don't ever want to hear you using the B word again in my presence.
Oh, God. Precedent set.
Uh-huh.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Listener, Trucker Jim coming up. He's doing a great job as our Port Dover correspondent today.
I know. I'm a little worried. His name's Jim. He could really easily sit in my chair and nobody would know.
We wouldn't have to change the signs or the billboards.
Yeah, I know. Take your foot off the gas, Trucker Jim.
This is hilarious. So, earlier this morning, Jim Kelly commented on my shirt. He's like, Taz, nice shirt.
Yes.
And you're being sarcastic.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you've just been going through a phase, and it's like a Jimmy Buffett phase, I think. It's like these button-up collared shirts with these fun, loud patterns on them. You look like you're a proud dad about to take his new shirt out for a spin at the neighborhood barbecue.
Yeah. Summer forever, baby, in my world. You should see
cheeseburger in paradise.
You should see the matching shorts I got.
Imagine.
So describe my shirt to everybody.
It's a blue shirt, but there's like a bunch of, you know, it's these new loud shirts that these dads are wearing now. There's a big pattern. There's like squids and octopuses and fish and stuff like that. A real tropical vibe.
Right. So we're sitting here watching the front door of Hully Gully, and in walks Jesse from our creative department. He writes commercials for us, and we haven't seen him in 2 years because of the pandemic. He's been working from home. Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm all right.
Nice shirt.
Exact same shirt. They walked in, they looked at each other, and then they hugged. Yeah. It's the exact same shirt, possibly same size.
Well, we stood for a picture, and Taz being a taller, trimmer guy, and me being short and round, kind of looked like a number 10 coming out of it. But yeah, we're in
matching
the same shirt.
Number 10.
We look like an old-timey comedy duo. Abbott and Costello vibe.
You look like two buds that went down to a resort for the first time, and you thought it'd be funny to match.
Yeah. Margaritaville coming to home.
Exactly.
Oh, that is great. Oh, and also, you are follically challenged as well. So
yeah, I should have got the matching hat.
We should do.
Oh, we do. We got a matching Hully Gully hat.
Throw it over.
Oh, here we go.
They keep asking me to ride these motorcycles in the parking lot. I think I'm going to send my stunt double out.
I know. Between your stunt double here and Trucker Jim, we are easily replaced this morning.
We have the same color jeans
on. Jeans? Oh, white shoes?
Well,
classic.
I missed you. I missed you, Jesse, but apparently we've been together this whole time.
Yeah. Like we never left.
Yeah.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
I'm still deciding whether or not I'm going to click on this picture. the story from the New York Post, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Guy thought he had allergies. Turns out he had an extra tooth growing in his nose.
Oh, I've seen x-rays of that before. Damn.
38-year-old guy in New York said to the doctor, I'm having a hard time breathing. Couldn't figure it out. So they put a camera up there and discovered a tooth growing inside his nose.
Jeez.
An incisor. They could see it poking out of his nasal cavity.
Man. Like, that must hurt. Like, if your wisdom teeth came in, you know that feeling, Taz? Or do you know, like, have you had your wisdom
teeth?
I've
had them removed.
Yeah, but, like, that feeling of them, like, pushing up through, like, that must, yeah. The pain must have been there because it's breaking the skin.
Should I click on this?
I will. I'm going to.
Do I want to see the picture? There's the x-ray, but there's an actual picture of the tooth, too. I don't know. whatever.
Okay, this one's like so close and up the nasal cavity, yeah, I can really tell what's up.
That's like the scope camera. So it almost just looks like it could be inside his mouth. But yeah, disgusting.
It looks like, you ever seen The Last Waltz? And people always say it looks like Neil Young has drugs up his nose. See, that's what this must have looked like. A big white booger inside this guy's nostril. What is going on with Dave?
I don't know what's happening here, Doc. I've been trying to pick it and flick it for the past 4 years, and it just won't come out. It
keeps getting tougher.
I keep going to pick my nose, and my nose bites back. He got it removed, and he's breathing easier now. So happy end of that story.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Great day to go AWOL and get on a bike, head to Port Dover. We are doing the Biker's Breakfast in London, Ontario at Holly Gully, which is the ultimate toy store. They got tons of bikes here. I believe they've got some more bikes they want us to test drive in the parking lot, Jim.
Yeah. Not sure what size. We'll find out.
A little nervous about that. I just don't want to break anything. I'm not talking about bones. I'm talking about their merchandise. Or anyone who is parked in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to run into the food truck.
In the parking lot. Within a kilometer radius, we don't know.
If you stop by Holly Gully, the corner of Warncliffe and Wonderland in London today, you give us $10 for the Children's Health Foundation, an amazing cause. You can have a biker's breakfast, which is a breakfast sandwich, some potatoes, from our friends at Meat Candy Food Truck is parked out there. We also have, I believe, Trucker Jim is on the line live from Port Dover. He's one of our Y108 listeners. Hey there, Trucker Jim.
How's it going?
Okay, we checked in earlier this morning. You said things were just starting to cook. What's Main Street in Dover like now?
It's a busy place, my man. You can't hear bikes right now because there's none going by, but it is. They expect by 10 o'clock it's going to be filling right up.
Okay, so where you are on Main Street, do bikes, like, park in front of your house, or do they just drive past you?
Yeah, they park right on the street. They go past my house, and I'm down by the high school, so I'm further out of town. But, I mean, it's they come parking right down there. They fill up all the side streets, everything. That just gets extremely full here.
I hear some hooting and hollering there. You want to go talk to some people?
Oh, yeah, I got some listeners, too. I found the cops. You want to talk to the cops? He's a loyal listener.
Oh, yeah. Put him on.
He drove me down here in a little golf cart here, so hang on.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you? What's your name?
Good. It's Ed Sanchuk with the OPP. How's things, guys?
Oh, very good.
You busting any skulls yet? What's going on? What's the vibe like?
Nah, you know what? We're just hoping that everyone comes down and acts in a safe, mature, responsible manner. But we just put a reminder out. They are going to see a lot of motorcyclists on our roadways. It's going to be filling up. But just double-check your blind spots, shoulder check. And when you come to an intersection, check twice. It's going to save a life. Unfortunately, we always deal with collisions that have literally serious, like threatening, altering, or life-ending results as a result of a collision. So we're just asking everyone to make sure that they pay attention, put their head in the swivel, but come down, have a great time, get your T-shirt, but more importantly, just get home safely to your family.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You can be the best motorcycle rider in the world, but it's the other vehicles on the road that you have to be concerned with. So just check the mirrors, double-check the blind spots today, because it is the perfect Port Dover day. And from across the Taz and Jim listening area, Hamilton, London, beyond, there is going to be a ton of bikes heading to Dover. Let me ask you about that golf cart you're driving there.
It's a special event vehicle.
Is there a siren and lights on it?
We've got sirens and lights on it. We certainly do, buddy. I'll put them on for you. Hang on a
biker on a Harley getting chased by a golf cart.
An OPP golf cart. Yeah. Let's hear it. Oh, wow. That's legit.
Can you do the little honk thing again?
Oh, yeah. We can do that for you. Hang on, guys.
Gives me anxiety just listening to it.
Can we borrow that for a round of golf?
This is actually called our special events vehicle. It helps us maneuver through the crowds, obviously a lot easier than a cruiser. So it's good for the RPs too, and if someone needs assistance, like a senior, we'll give them a ride up the hill, because there's a few hills here in Port Dover. But other than that, Trucker Jim, just met up with him, and he's down here corralling all these other people here for you too, so it's a pretty good go today.
Okay, well, thank you to the OPP for keeping everyone safe, and watch out for the golf cart. If you are having some problems in Port Dover, just flag them down, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to help. Get Trucker Jim back on the line here.
Oh, here you go, guys. Be safe.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we got Trucker Jim in Port Dover. You found some guys that rode there from London?
Yes, sir. You want to talk to them?
Sure.
Hey,
this is great.
Hey, buddy. Hey, come here. They want to talk to you.
Ooh, Taz and Jim.
Taz and Jim, yeah, you got them.
You know it.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're good. Who's this?
This is Eli.
Eli, how was the ride to Dover from London, Ontario? What route did you take?
It was beautiful. We went, County Road 73 to number 3 through Delhi. And Simcoe, I took the long way, just wanted to go through the town because it's such a beautiful day. Here we are, and I think I got a great spot to park.
Right in front of Trucker Jim's house. It's not the destination, it's the journey, especially on a day like this, right, Eli?
It's a journey. Yes, sir. It's a journey.
Nice. So what do you do once you get to Dover?
Super busy. What do you do?
We've never gone. Yeah, when you get there, now what?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if you and I are the same kind of people, but what we do, as soon as we get here, we start drinking.
We are the same.
Here we go then. That's what we do. Well, I'm having a coffee with Bailey's in it right now, so here we go, right?
You be responsible, because the OPP is out in full force. Well, I don't know if you can call a golf cart full force, but they're out there.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.